Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. The kit fox just might be Utah's cutest mammal. Weighing in at 4 to 5 pounds, the kit fox is about a third of the size of the more common red fox. The kit fox has delicate, cat-like features, and it has comically large furry ears. Its desert-colored coat is tinged with rusty orange, finishing in a long, black-tipped, bushy tail. The kit fox is the only desert-dwelling fox in North America. In Utah, you'll find it mostly in the western part of the state, where it lives off field mice and jackrabbits, as well as insects, birds, amphibians, and fish. The kit fox has evolved a number of adaptations to deal with the desert's harsh conditions. First of all, those big ears aren't just for looks. They help the kit fox dissipate body heat through evaporative cooling. Secondly, kit foxes are nocturnal, avoiding the high temperatures of the daytime hours. During the day, they lounge in subterranean dens. Kit fox legs are relatively short for a fox. That helps them zigzag through the brush when chasing prey or being chased. And the pads of their paws are furry, which gives them better traction in the sandy soil of desert habitats. Long droughts are common in desert environments, and kit foxes have developed ways to deal with that. During a drought, fewer vixens breed and litters become smaller. Kit fox families maintain large territories, larger than necessary for normal years. So when a drought hits and the population of prey species plummets, the family group has a larger area in which to hunt. Kit foxes get top marks in water conservation. Little goes in and little comes out. A kit fox can exist for many months without ever drinking water. Instead, the fox can draw water from the food that it eats, and that water is used with great efficiency. Little is lost through metabolic processes such as urination, defecation, breathing, and panting. To see pictures of the diminutive kit fox, go to www.wildaboututah.org. Thanks to Brian Kluver and Marianne Muffoletto of Utah State University's College of Natural Resources for supporting this Wild About Utah topic. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.